This message is on the winning attitude of positive self-esteem. And self-esteem is the single most important quality of a winning human being. It's that deep down inside the skin feeling of your own worth. You know, I like myself. I really do like myself. Given my parents, my physical looks, and my limitations, and my lifestyle, and my background, I'm kind of glad I'm me. In fact, I'd rather be me than anyone else living at any other time in history. But I'm not conceited. In fact, conceit is God's gift to shallow people. This positive self-talk is the verbalization of inner value of a winner. And positive self-talk is the key to developing positive self-esteem. The winners in life have developed very strong beliefs of self-worth and self-confidence. They weren't necessarily born with these good feelings, but as with every other habit, they learned to like themselves through practice. Some individuals are born with much more going for them at the start. They have wealthy parents or beautiful parents or talented and intelligent parents. And many children in their early years have been encouraged and nurtured by winning parents and outstanding teachers and coaches and friends who gave them early feelings of self-esteem. And this is perhaps the most important quality of a good parent and also in a good business leader, the positive encouragement of their children and employees toward the development of self-worth. But there's an amazing historical pattern that is almost contradictory, and that's the pattern that some of the offspring of the richest, most beautiful, most talented people have become losers or lazy, unable to live up to their heritage, unable or not caring enough to accept themselves or perform effectively in society on their own. This may be because they had so much going for them at the start that they developed no inner drive to take them forward. And yet some of the offspring of the most backward, discouraging beginnings have grown into outstanding winners and top achievers in every walk of life. Out of adversity can come greatness. In the losers and low achievers in life, an attitude of low self-esteem seems to be at the root of their problem. Recent studies of terrorists, skyjackers, and assassins of world leaders have shown that these aggressors are very likely to be loners with extremely low self-esteem. And the same is true with most criminals. It's been said that John Dillinger, the notorious criminal, ran into a farmhouse and repeatedly told the occupants, "My name is John Dillinger. My name is John Dillinger. I'm not going to hurt you. I just wanted you to know that my name is John Dillinger." A terrorist with no positive inner values and a fanatic disregard for others, driven by hate instead of love, feels he has to kill important leaders or innocent bystanders to make a media event and feel worthy of attention. What a terrible, pathetic tragedy. And thieves lacking in self-esteem steal others' belongings to make up for their own lack of values and inadequacies. And child abusers and wife beaters, they hide behind an angry mask of aggression to intimidate those vulnerable family members that gives them as bullies a false sense of power. But people like Golda Meir and Madame Curie and Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Edison and Mother Teresa and Jonas Salk all have mentioned early feelings of worth and of their desire to pass their valuable service on to others.